Grammy-nominated Christian artist John Cooper blasts Demi Lovato pro-abortion song, So Much Evil, by Warner Todd Houston on January 22, 2024. John Cooper, the frontman for the Grammy-nominated Christian rock band Skillet, recently took aim at pop star Demi Lovato for her strong support for abortion and for putting out a song that celebrates it, a song he warns is in a position of swaying so many young people. Appearing on the Plugged In podcast, Cooper warned parents of Lovato's 2023 song Swine, which he has confirmed is a protest song against the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade, a 1973 ruling that had essentially nationalized abortion laws. Cooper said that parents should not ignore efforts in pop culture to normalize abortion and sexual promiscuity, but should instead understand the message so that they can effectively counteract it in conversations with their children. It was her sort of anti-pro-life song. And in that one song, she encapsulates so much evil, Cooper said of Lovato's song. He went on to note that Lovato's profane song was an attempt to promote both abortion and sexual license. In that song, she supplies us with the best pro-life argument we always give, which is that people are not killing their babies because they can't afford it. They're killing their babies because they want to have sex with whoever I want to, whenever I want to. I don't want to use birth control. I should be able to do whatever I want, he said. Indeed, the very first lines to Swine states that she wants to have sex with anyone she wants attacks the government for controlling her body. She also attacks religion in the tune. In fact, her latest album is a broadside against Christianity. It is pure narcissism, pure evil, and then she's screaming at all the people who are saying that this is murder, Cooper added. Have those conversations with your kids, he urged. It's gonna require some work for you to understand the worldview. But for my kids, when they began to understand those things, they were, like, this is horrific. For her part, Lovato has fully admitted that Swine was a song meant to protest the Supreme Court's decision to return lawmaking over abortion back to state legislatures. It's been 1 year since the Supreme Court's decision to dismantle the constitutional right to a safe abortion, and although the path forward will be challenging, we must continue to be united in our fight for reproductive justice, she wrote in June 22, 2023, Instagram post. Lovato has seemed very confused about her own sexuality, though, despite her loud activism. In 2021 she seemed to hint that she was exploring becoming transgender. Then, in 2022, she said she was never going to use the pronouns she/her to describe herself again. But not long after that, she announced that she changed her mind and was going back to being called a woman, because she is such a fluid person. In the meantime, she has been forced to undergo rehab several times for drug abuse. Her latest stint in rehab was completed in January of 2022. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.